There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Thank you for joining us straight up top of the hour. We're going to be talking to Dr. Mark Sirkis and his latest in research on things that work. So definitely stay tuned to that. Mark Sirkis is an expert in natural items and a natural medicine, and he is always full of the most incredible ahead of his time information. I mentioned earlier about the 30-some representatives that have now taken their money out of U.S. banks. I don't know how they do that, how they figure that out. I don't know how they're told. I mean, what do? Go and report, hey, I'm taking my money out of the bank, just want to let you know. I don't know what that's all about. But now, supposedly, Glenn Beck is reporting that 309 millionaires, probably including those 30-some, I guess, have now taken their money out of U.S. banks. So all I can say is anybody getting a hint here of what might be going on? And the market was down another 100 points yesterday. There, the Dow futures are in the red, I think just a little bit in the red today. Gold is at 1197. Oil is still in the 48 arena, $47, $48 a barrel. And the stock market's down about 12 points prior to the opening. So they're trying to make it look like everything is fine, but the market is dropping and has dropped quite a bit over the last few days. Wanted to mention also to you that thousands of layoffs are coming after the Buffett merges Heinz with Kraft. That is going to create the fifth largest food company in the world. And a lot of people are going to lose their jobs as a result of that. Also, I received a letter from one of our listeners, and I want to thank Don for sending this. He sent me the actual letter from the congressman about mandatory vaccinations. Now, Don, being a Power Hour listener, was obviously very smart in the letter he wrote regarding his reasons for not wanting mandatory vaccination. Well, Jim Cooper, representative of Tennessee, responded, and here is the sort of the bullet points that every congressman is going to report with. Thank you for contacting me about mandatory vaccinations. Our country's top health experts, including those at Vanderbilt, the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics, believe children should be vaccinated because it's much better. Believe, not proven, but believe that children should be vaccinated because it's much better trying to ward off disease. I mean, can he make this any more simpler? It's like for a sixth grader. Health departments in all 50 states agree, which is why eligible children must be vaccinated against measles and other diseases before they enroll in school. That is a lie. There are waivers in like 38 states at least. But he's lying to the people here. He says, now this is the Jim Cooper, the representative. I am the father of three children, and I understand your concerns. We all want to protect our kids. My children were vaccinated, and I believe all children should be vaccinated. Believe, it's all belief. We've largely eradicated many infectious and deadly diseases, such as polio, smallpox, and measles, and that wasn't by accident. It was due to widespread vaccination efforts. We may not know someone who ever got measles, but that's no reason to let our guard down. The outbreak of measles at Disneyland has now hit 14 states. By the way, I don't believe the Disneyland story, but that's what they're, you know, focusing on. Let's hope it does not hit Tennessee. There's no reason to think it won't spread unless we are vaccinated. Unvaccinated children put others at risk, especially babies. We must always work to make vaccines even safer, but there's no doubt vaccines stop the spread of disease, make our country healthier, and have saved millions of lives. Thank you for reaching out to me, Jim Cooper, member of Congress. He said absolutely nothing in that letter, Gary.
Well, that's what politicians do best. They don't say anything, but they say everything at the same time. It's classic doublespeak.
It is. It really is. Nothing was said in that letter, but the average person might buy it. By the way, I wanted to mention to you, external flaxseed oil treats carpal tunnel syndrome. That is huge, ladies and gentlemen, because they do a surgery to repair carpal tunnel in your hands. But try flaxseed oil. And by the way, did you know the other name for flaxseed oil? It is linseed oil. We're going to be back after this 3-minute break with Dr. Mark Sorkin. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce and Gary. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease are just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co, BidBit.co.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. It is 25 March 2015. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. Joining us today is Dr. Mark Sorkin. He does not really need any kind of introduction to our listeners here. He is an absolute fascinating person who was ahead of his time in so many things when it comes to natural medicine. He has been he has written a couple of books that we have at the Power Hour, one of them especially on magnesium, we want to talk about magnesium, transdermal magnesium. But also, he is an expert on what goes on around the world, and I'm particularly interested, given the fact that he lives in Brazil, what he sees happening in South America. I love having these people where we can get a bird's eye view of what is taking place there. So, welcome to the Power Hour today, Dr. Mark Sorkin. Gary Franchi, my co-host today, is with me. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, hi, Joyce. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. It has. Yeah. Tell me what's going on in South America. Is there a lot of fear down there, a lot of economic insecurity? What's happening there?
Well, yes. I'm more of an expert on the rest of the world than I am on South America. Here, I'm very quiet. I don't do much here except build my sanctuary in the at the end of the world, preparing for the end of the world, or at least the end of the financial world. And but things are getting more difficult. The you know, Brazil is full of corruption, like all governments in the world. You know, I was just starting to write an essay yesterday, and the title is "Governments." This is governments are the enemy of mankind.
I can agree with that.
Yeah. The nice thing about Brazil is the government is so busy just being, you know, common thieves and corrupt in just common ways that they don't really have it together to bother the people so much. Not like in Europe or United States. So it's, you know, I've been, you know, very free. I've been down here, I think, 23 years. I haven't been back to the States in over 20 years.
Wow.
It's the only thing I'm religious about. Not stepping on American soil.
And why is that? Why is that?
Well, first, I wouldn't trust the government with my life for a second. You know, I wouldn't fly in to, you know, Miami from Brazil and do what? Be, you know, they legally, it's, you know, like a total fascist regime. They can legally, you know, take me out of the airport and throw me somewhere, and then my wife would never hear and see from me again. All legally, all in the name of what? You know, the United States government is, you know, the most beastly government since, you know, the worst in the Roman days.
Well, how do you feel about people leaving the United States and going overseas? Do you encourage that when people contact you?
Yes, yes. For, you know, I have for years, and well, now the reasons are accelerating. I mean, this past years with Fukushima, you know, I'm worried about my friends in the Northern Hemisphere, especially the United States and Canada. I published about 3 weeks ago a book called Fukushima, What Do You Tell Your Children About It? There's just a report that the neutron radiation was 18 billion times more than they reported. I mean, just little things like that. But yeah. my next book is going to be out in a few weeks. So I'm just waiting to see what happens the next few weeks of spring. But it's called Cold Climate Change, and it's about preparing for the next mini ice age.
Interesting. So you got a whole lot of problems that we can be worried about and be afraid of. Talking about Fukushima, give us an idea of what you think is actually taking place at Fukushima now with respect to that facility. What do you think is happening, and to what degree do you believe that the ocean is being contaminated?
Well, it's much worse than they're saying, because they say very little. Or nothing. The mainstream news basically reports nothing about Fukushima, but it's like it's a nuclear pimple on the planet. It's a uncontrollable plant that for the rest of our lives and our children's lives and their children's lives is going to be continuing to put radiation out into the atmosphere and into the ocean. It already has reached the California coast in terms of in the ocean. Of course, it's no problem, you know, and if you believe the government about anything, I think you should go to an insane asylum. Anybody who believes and trusts somebody like the American government or the international organizations like the UN or the nuclear industry, which, you know, has a lot of money and muscle in governments. So they just lie. But, you know, you go into the alternative press and independent people who do reporting and go travel up and down the coast of California and Western Canada, British Columbia, and they're just seeing, you know, disasters there.
If this is such a threat to the public, why? I'm blown away at the media silence, the mainstream media silence on this issue. Why do you believe that is, Doctor?
Why would you be surprised and blown away by that? The media is owned by the richest people in the world, and these people are what? What kind of it would be a really long shot to call them people. I was just reading an essay of calling these people more like vampires. Their job, the money. How do you concentrate so much money in the top 1%? You don't do it by being honest. You don't do it by being human. It's funny, I watched the movie Little Big Man after Dustin Hoffman, when he looked like a kid in the movie. And the Cheyenne tribe he was with, they called themselves human beings. But the white men were not. And, our civilization is controlled and has been for a long time by this incredible elite. And, new people join maybe, like Bill Gates, and he's, goes around the world and wants everybody to get vaccinated, and, no matter what, how many poisons are in their vaccines. These people are not, the government isn't, the Constitution in the United States is a joke. It's a joke. And maybe.
Well, wait a minute. It's not a joke. It's not a joke if it were being utilized. I mean, you find a problem with the Constitution as it sits? If it were.
No, Benjamin Franklin and some of his friends were some really fine folks. Really fine folks, and they did do their best to do a really good, but the powers that be, Andrew Jackson had to fight them tooth and nail. Tooth and nail, the big banks, and, they took over the country for sure in 1913 when they made the Federal Reserve. They just took over the country. And these people are just, it's just gotten worse in the last 20, 30 years. I grew up, most of us grew up in the golden age of civilization between 1950 and the year 2000. But I knew, and the Bible knew thousands of years ago in the book of Revelations, that planted inside of civilization and the Bibles, civilization, was seeds of its own destruction. And since the early 1990s, we've got, there's more dead on this planet than there are stars in all the known galaxies in the universe.
Good point.
There's no reality.
Everything is a lie. Good point. There is no reality. Everything is a lie. And we're going to be talking in the next hour to a gentleman who did a documentary called Programming the Nation, The History of Subliminal Messaging in America. Oh, my gosh, it is so good. And he talks about just this very thing. There is no reality. It's all put out there for our consumption to move us in a certain direction. And by the way, I just wanted to tell you all that I'm getting some information from John DiNardo now that it appears that there's something under the ground in that area, a large Hadron Collider in France, where they're wondering why that plane just all of a sudden took a descent, not a really steep descent, it appears, but descended in 8 minutes, some 20,000 feet, I believe, and then crashed there, and they can't figure out any reason because there was no Mayday call. So why did it go down? And they're talking about magnetic or energy levels possibly being the cause of that. So I just wanted to let you all know that. That's not circulating, of course, on television. It's circulating by a lot of people who are asking the right questions about why did this plane go down. So just thought I would share that with you all, and that'll be in the email blast. I'll pass that on to Catherine to put in the email blast. Well, let's talk about magnesium, because I really want people to have the benefit of knowing something that is very inexpensive that can work for them in a way that they may have never seen. And of course, the biggest thing that it helps is with using magnesium on Charlie horses or on cramps. But you just developed this amazing interest and wrote a book on it called Transdermal Magnesium Therapy. What was it that sparked your attention to get involved and really promote magnesium? And unfortunately, we're kind of up against a break, but just tell us, what was it about magnesium that worked for you?
Well, it's probably kept me alive all these years. Certainly helped me handle my very high levels of stress. I have gotten more magnesium massages, without doubt, than anybody on the planet. When I'm at my sanctuary, I get two a day. Here I get about 5. So I mean, somebody, and I've always trained somebody in my staff here. My daughter, 20-year-old daughter, who's also my apprentice, gives me a magnesium massage every day. Cover my body with magnesium and get a massage. So combining touch and relaxation with a medical level dosage of magnesium.
And you can just rub it on. Yeah, and you rub it on. You don't even have to take the pills, which is so amazing. We're going to be back after this 4-minute break. Gary Franchi is with me today and our guest, Dr. Mark Serkis. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We'll be right back after this 4-minute break.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Joining us today, and we always appreciate him spending his time with us, is Dr. Mark Serkis. The book that he wrote called Transdermal Magnesium Therapy took off like crazy. It is on sale at the Power Mall for $21.50. And, of course, we have all the items, magnesium oil, magnesium gel, magnesium bath crystals, the whole thing, magnesium powder, at the Power Mall. All you have to do is give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829 to get the book by Dr. Mark Serkis on magnesium and also to get your magnesium of choice. Now, Gary was just telling me that he's never used magnesium, so we'll have to take care of that because that's a kind of a must as we all walk the walk here at the Power Hour. And magnesium, Gary, I have to tell you, is not just a nice thing to have around. It becomes absolutely necessary. And I know you're probably saying to yourself, but why and what for, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm really intrigued by the this. I'm looking at the website, the magnesium oil, and how you can use it. But I'm curious as to what it does to the body and how does it benefit the body.
Well, it's a difficult question to answer only because it does so many things. For instance, it's involved in over 300 enzyme processes. It's important for the hemoglobin and the shape of hemoglobin and thus how hemoglobin absorbs and transports oxygen. It's important for insulin production and insulin receptivity.
Wow.
In the cell walls. It's responsible for the cell wall in certain respects. So when you're deficient in magnesium, the cell wall gets more calcified, and the things, if food doesn't get in, nutrients don't get in so easily, and the poisons and the waste products don't get out so easily. So that's a big problem. It's low magnesium would track with higher rates of cancer. And I could go on and on and on. Let's see what else. Neurologically, it's a neurological mineral, meaning it's very essential for relaxation, for controlling calcium, for people who are magnesium deficient are more prone to depression, anxiety, problems in the heart. The blood, for instance, and one of the reasons doctors are kind of crazy of the medical system, they test magnesium levels and they test the blood. But the blood, magnesium is so important for the heart that the body will steal all the magnesium from the cells and throw it into the blood just to keep the blood level constant. Because if it drops in the blood, you're going to have a heart attack really fast.
That's wow. Right. That is so, true.
Any good nurse from a good hospital would remember in the old days, and I don't know how much they still do, but you know they have all these protocol for a heart attack, you know, cardiac arrest, and they have this medicine, that medicine. When they don't, none of them work, then they give a shot of magnesium, and it
That's
usually
right.
works.
Well, let me just add that in the emergency room, that would be the first thing we would do if they have an MI patient coming in, myocardial infarction or heart attack or whatever. The first thing that would be done is to set up an IV magnesium drip for them. And there's a very good reason, and that is because many heart attacks are caused by low magnesium. But where are you told that? And when there's magnesium depletion, either from our food or wherever, and people are not taking magnesium, then where do people get it? They don't, and they have heart attacks. It causes arrhythmia, and they have heart attacks. So I'm glad you brought that up, Mark. That's really important to understand that these heart attacks can be prevented.
You know, Joyce, what you just said right there was so revealing. Nobody knows this. But then when you watch television, you constantly see commercials for low-dose aspirin. Everybody take that. That's going to prevent your heart attack. But what you just revealed is that magnesium is the essential supplement to do a natural supplement against the low-dose aspirin.
Oh, it's on another scale. Listen to our languaging. People don't really die from heart attacks when they have a heart attack. They're dying from magnesium deficiency.
That's right.
And this is not a secret. This is not something Dr. Serkis just invented in Brazil, you know, dreaming it up or something. This is, you know, you go to these studies decades ago, the information from universities around the world, from hospitals, this is common information that they don't want people to know. The government, just like they want to throw people in jail for smoking marijuana, they don't want them.
That's right.
They want them to die.
That's right.
They want the pharmaceutical companies to make money.
That's right. That is so true. We'll be back after this. And if you learn nothing else today from except that, we'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce, Gary, and Dr. Mark Serkin.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN. It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your heart, ladies and gentlemen. This idea that magnesium deficiency causes heart attacks has been talked about ad nauseum, and I do mean that, and I say that in a very gentle way, by Dr. Sherry Rogers. She is adamant about people using magnesium, adamant about it, because she says the same thing Dr. Mark Serkis is saying. The majority of heart attacks are caused by low magnesium. Now, you may have some other problems, and you may need a stent, and you may have some other things going on, but the magnesium is huge. And how many people could actually avoid a heart attack if they were to do what he says? So get the book, Transdermal Magnesium Therapy. Transdermal meaning that you rub it on. And why that is important, why not just put it straight down the, you know, the esophagus? Why not just take it, put it right in the gut? Why would you do the transdermal magnesium therapy, Mark?
Well, I do both. I mean, I take magnesium orally. I do a lot transdermally. the reason I took it, like, for instance, this morning, after moving back from the interior, back to civilization here, I've had a problem with constipation. You know, so this morning, I just poured some magnesium oil in a glass, filled it up with water, and guzzled it down, and it works like a charm.
Yeah.
Depending on your medical situation, some people need really high dosages of magnesium.
Yeah, so, I was going to ask, how do you determine how much you need?
Well, it depends. If you look at it, you know, visually on a meter, the sicker you are, the more you need. The more you need, whether it be diabetic foot, you know, you're having neuropathy and you're facing gangrene, you know, you might be taking 3, 4, 5 grams a day. And taking it orally, you can take it transdermally, putting it on your skin, you can take baths, you know, it's very expensive with the baths because you need to really put a lot in the bath. So, but if you have the money, you combine all the different methods and combine it with sodium bicarbonate, baking soda. One of the best medicines in the world is magnesium bicarbonate, drinking water. Adding bicarbonate baking soda should be on everybody's list in terms of emergency supplies, whether you get Ebola or the flu or radiation is coming over from Fukushima. Nothing works as good as sodium bicarbonate because it instantly raises the oxygen level through raising the carbon dioxide levels in the blood.
And that is so important because that's what happens when you have an MI, a heart attack, is you have decreased the oxygen levels. You need to increase that. And taking magnesium, and of course go ahead.
Yeah, and with the bicarbonate, because the bicarbonate will bring, the magnesium helps in many ways, but the oxygen actually will come in instantly through the sodium bicarbonate, baking soda. That's why it works. It's essential for treating cancer because cancer hates oxygen. And most people who have cancer are breathing too fast. And means that they're getting rid of all the carbon dioxide, means their blood vessels are contracted, and the oxygen dissociation curve is twisted. And so the people are starving of oxygen. That's why, you know, Dr. Tullio Simoncini in Rome says, use sodium bicarbonate for cancer because cancer is a fungus. Well, whether it's a fungus or not doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter, but it's not a crucial concept. What's kind of crucial is that cancer is a low oxygen situation, so you need to, you know, really bump up the oxygen, and there are many ways of doing that.
Now, you you have a whole chapter. Chapter 7 is magnesium deficiency and sudden death by cardiac arrest. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Mason says that magnesium deficiency appears to have caused 8 million sudden coronary deaths in America from 1940 to 1994. And then also, there was a study done by Cherno in a study of postoperative ICU patients found that the death rate was reduced from 41% to 13% for patients who did not have low magnesium levels. So the idea of magnesium cannot be overstated.
Let's take another thing that doctors are blind to, surgery. Surgery is dangerous. Why is it dangerous? Because of low magnesium. So there is research that if you take magnesium before surgery, during surgery, and after surgery, you make surgery much, much less dangerous, and the recovery rate is much, much faster. This is just a fact. This is a medical fact. Do surgeons, are they on their bandwagon getting their patients onto magnesium? No. Why not? Why do doctors, I would never treat somebody and not give them magnesium. To give another drug and not give is a replacement for magnesium? Like putting a plastic bag on somebody's head and saying, okay, you stop breathing and you're going to get better. I mean, most drugs actually drive down magnesium levels further. So there's, so much craziness around.
Tell me the symptoms of hypomagnesium, magnesemia, or magnesemia. The symptoms would be what, given the fact that if you have those symptoms.
Before you, Yeah, before you get the big diseases like diabetes or metabolic syndrome or Alzheimer's or cancer, before you get those things, the initial symptoms could be restless legs, so difficult sleeping, insomnia, depression, irritability, anxiety, you know, a lot of the mild things that people take over-the-counter drugs for to try to control this, headaches. These are all, you know, it's not magnesium is not the only issue, but it's because it's like running. If you think about running a car without oil in it, it's like running a body with low levels of magnesium. You know, math and statistically from MIT, and this is based on blood tests, 67% of the population in the United States is deficient in magnesium. They're running around with their cars, driving their bodies without oil. And, you know, and of course they have problems and they have pain, you know, muscle pain and joint pain, whatever, and they go get their aspirin or this drug or go to the doctor, and none of those things resolve the problems because, and that's why people are constantly hooked on drugs, because you got to go to the bottom line. You got to start somewhere, and you can't skip that. You can't skip breathing. What kind of doctor in an emergency room doesn't pay attention to the patient's breathing, the respiration? You throw them right out of the emergency room because you can't even consider them a doctor. It's the same thing with magnesium.
I'm curious about the epidemic we see with ADHD in the United States. Everyone, you know, every kid you know seems to be diagnosed with it. How does magnesium affect ADHD?
Very much, because the first symptoms of magnesium deficiency are neurological. Those are the first things that show up, whether it be anxiety or behavioral problems, not wanting to be touched. It's so, as I say, basic that, you know, the first thing you do, I'm a protocol man. If you go to my site, drsircus.com, drsircus.com, and under the IMVA banner, you hit look at the protocol and products. There's a page which shows my whole protocol and videos about everything. Magnesium is number one. You go and you see magnesium and then magnesium bicarbonate as number one in my protocol. That's where you start because it's the basic. It's like a person stops breathing and they come into the wheel and into the emergency room. You gotta get them to breathe. You start somewhere, and you start with the most basic and most important thing. And so you discover very quickly how much the magnesium deficiency is in relationship to the person's particular disorder. With children, they're not getting magnesium. It's like they're every day they're not eating enough magnesium, so they're starving for it. And it's impossible not to have a consequence, and you know, these rates of children's behavioral problems is right there.
Okay, let me ask you, is it possible to get your magnesium level from the transdermal, or do you need to take it orally also? Do you need to take the magnesium tablets, or can you actually once a day, by putting on the magnesium on your stomach or on your hips or whatever, can you get enough magnesium that way?
No, not really. If you're sick, no. No. If you're really healthy and, you know, doing that is like a lubricant of life. You know, if you are, you know, facing a medical issue, you've got to pump it in. I mean, you will get results if you cover your whole body and put a lot on and take baths. Sure, it's going, you know, you're going to get a lot of relief. But, as you know, as a doctor, and when you're, you know, like in the, if you're having a heart attack, you got to, you know, forget about the transdermal. You got to, you know, inject it in. You got to give an IV drip.
Right. Let me also quote from your book. One of the most important actions of magnesium is its vasodilating effect, or that means the blood vessels dilating, which improves the blood supply to ischemic areas or the areas that are dying. and reduces the infarct size, which is the area that is affected by the lack of oxygen in the heart. And there was a 10-year study of over 2,000 men in Wales that found that those eating magnesium-low diets had a 50% higher risk of sudden death. I mean, that is huge. That is huge. And then Gary mentioned on children, and I know a lot of people will rub their children down with magnesium when they go to bed at night, and they sleep better.
Of course, of course. That's also what you just brought up is why I'm a champion of magnesium bicarbonate, because bicarbonate also will instantly dilate the blood vessels, because most people are breathing too fast and have very low levels of carbon dioxide, which constricts the vessels. So you can't get somebody to start breathing differently right away, but you can pump in the bicarbonate, and it'll immediately dilate the vessels with the magnesium. You know, it's just a perfect combination when used together. And in fact, you quoted Paul Mason. Paul Mason is the owner of a spring in California, and they produce Noah's water. In Australia, they have a company called Unique Water. These two waters, bottled waters, are very high in magnesium bicarbonate. I'm associated with a company in Florida that makes a concentrate. You don't live in California and Australia. You can buy a concentrate and pour it into your water, make magnesium bicarbonate water. This is like, yeah, it's like a M1 tank. It's just, if you drink all of your water loaded, and, you know, many times I'll use sodium bicarbonate and magnesium oil, which we've been talking about, to drink it. But you can take this magnesium bicarbonate water, and it's like a wave of power that comes in when all of your water is full of magnesium and bicarbonate. It does miracles for the guy who has the company in Australia. He was a veterinarian, and he did years of research trying to figure out why his cows were living 50% longer than anybody else's cows. And they finally discovered it was the water. And now they bottle the water and sell the water. So it just shows that magnesium and bicarbonate just are, you know, wonder drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Except you don't have to be a doctor to use them. You can buy it and drink it. You know, you can buy it in the supermarket or the health food store or online. You know, I recommend people buying, you know, big quantities of sodium bicarbonate, because it's just, when all the other medicines run out, you should have like a half a gallon. I have gallons of magnesium oil hanging around in my sanctuary and here. And I never keep up, actually. I can't buy 50 pounds of bicarbonate like you could at the Costco's or something in the United States. These things are, you know, the hard times are coming. You know, things, with what we had these last 50 years is not going to be the experience of the next 50 years. You know, I'm expecting a financial fire like there's never been. The whole world of paper and digital money burned down to the ground. And we're going to have to take care of ourselves. And you can do that when you have things like magnesium and bicarbonate, iodine. Dr. David Brownstein in Detroit tested 5,000 of his patients, and 96.7% were deficient in iodine.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Selenium. Selenium, the golden science, you know, study, a tiny little bit, 200 micrograms of selenium will reduce your chance of dying by cancer by 50%. 50%. I use this incredible selenium. Each drop is five times that amount, is a milligram. And I suggest people start out with 20 milligrams, which is like 100 to 200 times more than the normal dose. For treating cancer, you know, you see, when you concentrate these kind of minerals and take enough, like how much magnesium to take? Well, the sicker you are, the more you should take. Orally, what's the limit to taking? You know, why is transdermal so good? Because when you take a lot orally, it loosens your stools, and that could be a problem. You know, the body will get used to it. If you take the magnesium bicarbonate, you know, the body gets used to that. But the transdermal doesn't cause that. So you can, if you're somebody's having a stroke and you're nowhere near a hospital, what do? You hopefully you have like a gallon of the oil. You throw it into a bath and you throw the person into the bath full of magnesium. Hmm. Like you were in an isolation chamber full of Epsom salt. But Epsom salt doesn't work so good. But magnesium chloride. And you will help that person tremendously, because if you inject or give magnesium at the very beginning of a stroke, it's going to make a big difference in what happens in the next few days and weeks.
That's right. You know, it's hard for me to tell people the importance of magnesium. It's hard for me to explain it because the average person doesn't know. And I use Gary as an example because he's coming to the Power Hour now, not having used all of these items. And, of course, he was kind of like in awe, I think, he and his wife, of all the things that we have here that he's never heard of. You know, and we're all saying, these are so important, these are so important. And yet, you know, he's now finding out how critical they are, but yet we're not told about this. Just like charcoal is in every emergency room in the country, but they don't tell you that is the only thing that will neutralize Valium in the world. God gave it to us to be used. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Dr. Mark Circus, Gary Franchi, and myself. We'll be right back with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Treating your body like a temple, not a dumpster. We are so appreciative of Dr. Mark Circus joining us today. He is he has the honorary title of Doctor of Oriental Medicine. He's got 30 years clinical experience in the development, of course, of natural allopathic medicine. He retired from clinical practice. He lives in Brazil with his wife and children. And he is very active, though, in writing, researching, and letting us know what works. And I want to remind you that we have at the Power Mall the magnesium in the gallon, in the 12-ounce, 4-ounce, 1-ounce, available at the Power Mall on special today, along with the bath crystals. And those come in a 3-quarter pound and 5-pound that can be reused also. So you can take advantage of getting that. We've got some specials on that that you ask the people at the Power Mall about, and they will tell you. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. We've only got about 3 more minutes, Dr. Circus. If you would just share with us what you think people can do today to start turning their health around or perhaps making them safe from heart attacks or cancer, what would you recommend?
I would recommend the most basic items in my protocol, and that's why I direct people to my site and that particular page. Number one is magnesium, 2 bicarbonate, 3 iodine, 4 selenium. I recommend everybody go out and get this. It's a $50 device. You can probably buy it for $27 on Amazon, called the Breath Slim. It's a little thing, and one of the easiest ways to check out your health is to count how many times a minute you breathe. If you're breathing over 10 breaths a minute, you're already into dysfunction. If you're up 15, you're in cancer range. 20, 25. You're a basket case already. A lot of cancer. I talked to a guy the other day who was breathing 26 times a minute. Perfect breathing is around 6, maybe 8. The old medical text would be 8 breaths a minute. This device puts the brakes on your breathing. It helps you get control of your breathing. Every person in the emergency room knows how important the breath is. So getting a handle on the breath. So that's one of the top items in my protocol, really working on your breathing, these basic minerals, selenium, really, people in the North America, radiation levels are going up, stress levels are going up as we go into financial Agamemnon. Loading up, if you're a survivalist, loading up on these basic medicines, it's nutrition. It's like storing up food, but you can take a half a gallon of magnesium oil, and its shelf life is unlimited. And it supplies what food is supposed to supply, which doesn't supply very much anymore because of the type of foods are grown and what's happening to the soil and the fertilizers, blah, blah, blah. So these loading up on these minerals and getting a device that really helps you control your breathing, it's going to help control anxiety, it's the stress levels. And it's time to, whether you're sick already or not, it's time to be proactive. It's time to take care of oneself and to prepare as best one can, especially if one has children, because children are very more vulnerable than we are. So I do recommend that really stock up on food and stock up on these medicines. You have to, in the future, when there's no money and the bank machine looks at you, with a crazy eye and says, "Sorry, we have no money for you." We're going to have to take care of ourselves.
That's right. That is right. Thank you, Dr. Mark Circus, for joining us today. An amazing book. I hope you get it. It's on transdermal magnesium therapy. It'll answer all your questions. Talks about the cardiac. Talks about everything. Thank you, Dr. Mark Circus, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Thanks, Joyce. Thanks,
you have a blessed day. We'll be back and talking about programming the nation.